from KQED.
Over the past few days, a lot of high-profile Californians have been taking the speaker's podium at the Democratic National Convention. Last night, Attorney General Kamala Harris made the case for President Obama while touting her own campaign to win accountability from banks for their role in the housing crisis.
That's the choice in this election. It's a choice between an America where opportunity is open to everyone, where everyone plays by the same set of rules, or a philosophy that tilts the playing field to help the wealthiest few. A choice between holding Wall Street accountable or letting it write its own rules.
Here's a high-profile political reporter, Joe Garofoli of the San Francisco Chronicle. He's in Charlotte for the convention. Thank you for talking with us this morning.
Glad to be here.
There's a lot of talk about Kamala Harris's future in the Democratic Party.
These conventions are a chance for state politicians to sort of get the national spotlight. And that's what Harris was doing here. To get a spot within an hour of Bill Clinton last night is a high-profile spot for her. I talked to her beforehand, and here, you know, someone who stared down the banks and helped to craft this billion-dollar settlement, and she told me, I'm kind of nervous. And so it is. They realize that it is a chance to go before the national media, to go before the grassroots activists, the who are in the party, and the people who are kind of the political nerds, the people who can, you know, talk up your candidacy or who can kill it if you stink.
Do people consider that she killed it?
I think it was generally a positive review from the folks I talked to in the hall there last night. Granted, you have 6 minutes, so you have a finite amount of stuff you can do and an impression you can make. But it was generally reviewed positively by the folks that I talked to. You know, Nancy Pelosi also had a major role last night. She gave a speech at the convention, but she's, you know, of course, very well known, and opinions about her are codified one way or the other. There were Californians all over the convention. Someone here who has not had a high-profile role at all has been Gavin Newsom. 4 years ago, he hosted a major party here for young folks. It featured Shepard Fairey, who did the iconic Obama poster, you know, the Hope poster. And it was probably the hot ticket 4 years ago. This year, Newsom has been next to invisible. I mean, he appeared before the delegation, but he has not had a major role, at least a very public role here. I think he was only here for a day or two.
So that's the former mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom. Let's talk about a rank-and-file delegate from San Francisco. This is 26-year-old Melissa San Miguel. She works for a statewide educational nonprofit that advocates for low-income students and students of color.
Being amongst people with similar values, like, you know, who do believe in health care, who do believe in living wages, who do believe we need to invest in our public institutions, and we're just coming in from all these different states. And it's been amazing to get to meet people from Virginia, from Idaho, from Massachusetts, and, you know, all of them, like, committed to the same goal.
I'm sure the party's happy to have happy stalwarts like San Miguel packing the crowd, but it seems this convention wasn't really or is not really directed at Californians.
No, and the reason is that California's in the bag. California, New York, these are the states that Obama knows that he did it up the campaign in. The only time, as we all know, is that he comes to California is for a money grab. It's for major fundraisers to raise millions of dollars and then leave town without doing any public events. It's been that way for, you know, more than a year or so. But there are a lot of interesting stories within the delegation. For example, a couple of days ago, I ran into a pair of twin Sikh sisters from Stockton. They're 18-year-old. They're 21 years old. And there are 26 Sikhs in the delegation here, which is, way more than anyone else. And it's a very interesting sort of coming out party for Sikhs. They feel that they want to be more politically active. And they're coming forward, and especially in light of the recent shooting in Wisconsin, and they want to say, you know, we're here, we're visible, and they want to raise their political voice and political profile.
Well, thank you for talking with us again.
Thank you for asking me.
Joe Garofoli writes about politics for the San Francisco Chronicle.